Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2104, first written May 18th, 2018. Luke chapter 4, verse 5, and he led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Our passage today comes from the temptation of Jesus. There are several important factors here that we need to keep before us. First, temptations are not wrong. It is sin that is wrong. Jesus was tempted, yet Jesus never sinned. There is a difference. When one does what temptation determines, whether he sins or not. Temptation is Satan knocking on the front door of your heart. If you open the door and invite him in, you'll sin. Satan knocked, but Jesus never opened the door. Second, this wasn't the only time that Jesus was tempted. Over and over throughout these 3 years of his ministry, Jesus was tested and tried and tempted. When Peter rebuked Jesus for declaring that he was going to be crucified, the Lord responded, "Get behind me, Satan." Even on the cross, the onlookers tested and tempted him. When Satan asked in these temptations, "If you are the Son of God," he knew. He wasn't in the dark about this. There wasn't some doubt in Satan's mind. We remember that James says, "Even the demons believe." "If you are" could be translated, "since you are." Since you are the Son of God, use your powers. Help yourself. Save yourself. You can, so just do it. Jesus wouldn't do it. He wouldn't listen to Satan. He responded to each temptation with the same power that you and I have, and that's the Word of God. "It is written" is what Jesus declared. Jesus knew Scriptures, Jesus believed in Scriptures, and Jesus stood with the Scriptures. Here in our verse, as Satan shows Jesus all the kingdoms of the world, offering him position and power without the cross, by simply bowing down to him, we find this simple expression, "in a moment of time." In a moment of time, so much can happen. For instance, in a moment of time, something thoughtless and cruel can be said that crushes the heart of another. We can talk without thinking. We can say things that should never be said. And just like that, in an instant, in a moment of time, a dagger can be thrust into the heart of a marriage. A thoughtless word, a cruel word. But just the opposite can happen as well. In just a moment of time, someone can lift your spirits by a kind act, an encouraging word, or letting you know that they have uttered your name in prayer to heaven. Encouragement shows that others are thinking of you. It shows that you are not alone. It shows that others care and want you to do well. In just a moment of time, that's all it takes. In a moment of time, a decision can be made that alters your future. Crimes of passion are like this. They are not planned out. They're not premeditated. Instantly, without thinking, emotions getting the best of them. Something is done, and it can forever change their lives. In a moment of time, without thinking, your influence can be shot. Years of good can evaporate away by one foolish deed. People won't remember all the good that was done. They'll remember the one bad deed. Years that it took to develop and build trust can come crashing down in an instant because of a lie that was discovered or an immoral act that was done. The trust between a parent and a child can be shattered in a moment of time. The trust between a husband and wife can be destroyed in a moment of time. The trust between preacher and shepherds in a church can be swept away very quickly by decisions that were selfish, hurtful, and not spiritual in just a moment of time. Can a person be forgiven? Certainly. Can a person be restored? Yes. But it may take a long time for that trust to be repaired. This is why young people on a dare find themselves in all kinds of trouble because they didn't think things out. All kinds of trouble came from that in just a moment of time. It can take a lifetime to try to undo what happened in just a moment of time. Thirdly, in a moment of time, a person can be cast into eternity. Life is precious and fragile. It doesn't take much, and a life can come to a sudden end. There are examples on the internet of last pictures that were taken before a person died. Some were hanging over cliffs or dangling over a bridge. It was supposed to be an amazing picture, but something happened, and they died. A car accident, an accident at work, a health issue, and just like that, in a moment of time, a person is thrown into eternity. Ready or not, there they are. And once a person is there, there's no coming back. There is no do-overs. There are no apologies, promises to do better than what you did in the past. Please, for a second chance. Once your life has ended here, we do not get to come back here. Our lives do not end. We are cast into eternity. It is then that all that we believed, hoped for, and lived for is what matters. What street your house is on doesn't matter. How often you cleaned your car won't matter. Whether or not you fertilize your yard this spring won't matter. Bathe the dog doesn't matter. Change the batteries and smoke detectors doesn't matter. Got to see the latest superhero movie doesn't matter. What will matter is where you are with Jesus. Do you believe? Did you worship him? Did you follow what the Bible says? Did you obey him? Did you allow him to guide your life? Did you allow his word to dwell in your heart? The door swings only one way from this world to the next world. And in just a moment of time, we can be there. It can and has happened while people were on vacation. It has happened while people were at work. It's happened during worship. It's happened at home. There's an appointed time, and we do not know when that time is. Death takes babies. It takes teenagers. It takes young mothers. It takes those who are very busy. It takes those who are bored. It takes famous people. It takes those who are needed here. It has taken those who have not yet completed books, finished making movies, or completed their college degree, or fulfilled their dreams. Not everyone completes their bucket list. Not everyone even makes a bucket list. In a moment of time, we can be on the other side. This tells us that we must live every day as if it was our last day. Do all that you can today. Live, love, walk with the Lord, and help others along the way. If given a tomorrow, keep going. Keep it up. Someday will be our last day. Work until the Lord stops you. All of this in just a moment of time. Thank you.